Today marks the centennial of the birth of Thomas Wright Waller, otherwise known as Fats Waller, the pianist, singer, and songwriter extraordinaire of the 1930s and 40s. To commemorate the event, one record label has released a 21-song sampler of Waller's music. Our critic, Jim Fusilli, says the disc is a good start, but he wishes there was so much more.
What's the matter with you?
You may know Fats Waller. His compositions, Ain't Misbehavin', The Joint Is Jumpin', and Honeysuckle Rose, are part of the Great American Songbook. His braggadocious, comedic, and musically refined performance style transcends the era in which he thrived. Fats Waller had highbrow and lowbrow audiences in agreement on his irrefutable skills, and probably still does, 100 years after his birth.
What's the matter with you? The matter with you? You never make love to me. You are never in tune. December or June, you're cold as can be. What on earth can you be thinking of? Listen, baby, can't you be romantic, huh? Sex above. What's the matter with you? The matter with you? You never make love. Come on now, talk to me, talk to me.
An entertainer, yes, and a character, too. But did you hear that delicate piano? The trills? The stride syncopation? If you didn't, listen to this tune, with its syncopated bass line, which creates varying rhythms and harmonies as Waller toys with the melody with his right hand. Waller's contribution to American music isn't confined to his outsized showmanship or even his piano work. He wrote for Broadway, performed countless times on radio, and even starred in short films, several of which are included here on DVD. In each media, Waller succeeded in bringing a glimpse of the high-flying culture of Harlem to white audiences, some of whom may not have understood the satire and sly gags in his performances. Best of all, Waller continued to record his dazzling piano solos. The Centennial Collection puts Waller in the proper musical context, alongside not only the likes of Cab Calloway and Louis Jordan, but with the great stride pianists like Lucky Roberts, Willie the Lion Smith, and Waller's mentor, James P. Johnson. The problem here is that a little Waller, even 21 tracks of Waller, isn't enough. And much of what you already know is included here, while some of his best, perhaps less familiar work, isn't. There's only one cut featuring Waller on the theater organ, his first love, and nothing from his long-form London suite. The DVD doesn't add much. Only one of its songs isn't on the CD. And though we get to see Waller perform, I'd rather have more of his recordings. The Centennial Collection is a good Waller sampler, a primer of sorts. Waller died at age 39 and had a future of great music to write and record, as the collection suggests. But the man who redefined jazz piano, brought Harlem to Broadway, and entertained millions with his wit and style deserves much more.
The CD and DVD are called Fats Waller Centennial Celebration. Jim Fusilli writes about music for the Wall Street Journal.
Forever, I mean forever, another day. What's the matter with him? We get along now, could be wrong now.